On this slide, which is turned 90 degrees from the previous slide, you can see that implantation has begun to occur. The trophoblast cells, which made contact with the endometrial lining, have begun to migrate into the underlying connective tissue of the endometrium. And during that time, the trophoblast cells will proliferate and they will begin to fuse together. And the fused mass of cells is the syncytiotrophoblast. The individual cells of the trophoblast are now called cytotrophoblasts, and they will continue to proliferate and fuse with the syncytiotrophoblast mass. And it's that syncytiotrophoblast mass that is involved in implantation. It actually is involved in burrowing into the endometrial lining. In addition to that, it's thought to help the embryo prevent immune rejection by the mother. In the image to the right, then, you can see implantation is complete. The whole organism has now been completely embedded into the endometrial lining, is completely surrounded by maternal connective tissue, and the epithelium has reconstituted itself. There may be a connective tissue coagulation plug there that is present. That will eventually reseal over as well. And now the organism can continue to grow within the endometrial lining or within the wall of the uterus.